It is a thick, black murky sea of ugliness which you have contributed. It is no wonder you fear volcanoes and earthquakes and the tremblings of that mighty one on whom you ride. She has the power to shrug, itch, scratch and eliminate those non-caring thoughts given to her by individuals and combined humanity. Yes, you were chosen long ago to care for life upon the earth and to learn the full expression of love and wisdom so that both the earth and her subtle life energy bodies, and you and your life energy bodies, would raise a stupendously magnificent glow of light and praise to God for all the universe to see, to model. Earth is becoming a star and you are the co-creators of that process. I am saddened by the state in which most of your people exist. Only mercy and grace have held the tides of devastation from your door, through our intervention on your behalf with the other life forms in your solar system and the galactic government to which you belong. By the Creator's decree alone have you been given extra time now to practice peace. However, as I have explained, your refusal to care for Mother Earth, and all upon it, and your actions to endanger space itself must now cease. Let it be known that you must change and do it quickly, individually, in groups, in nations, and finally in a planetary movement. By shooting your missiles, your weaponry, and sending killer satellites up through that which you call empty space, but which is actually the invisible energy fields containing the emotions and mind of Mother Earth, you hurt her. You therefore hurt yourself. Grasp this so that you see your own responsibility in the matter. God has not brought destruction to your planet. Humanity has. By every angry thought, action and deed, and lack of love and caring, you have seeded pain and suffering for yourselves. These are thoughts of anger and violence and rape are done not only to individual persons, but to the very land and soil and life upon which you all survive day by day. You are killing yourselves and wounding the planet. Yet she can survive and will survive even without your own presence upon her. Why do you create in her the desire to be rid of you? Will she not wish to remove the irritations that attack her peace as a dog scratches fleas? Do you jab her with your various machines without so much as a blessing and thanks for what she gives and does on your behalf? She takes the sun's energy and nurtures all of life with it. Do you really grow food, or do you harvest her gifts of sustenance? Where is the love God created you with? And where is the care you promised God to give all living things on earth? If you were judge and jury of this situation living on some other planet, what would you think of such a situation? In this answer you may find your escape. For if you see you have been ignorantly hurtful, you can change at once. You can pull the knife from Mother Earth's heart, her feelings and her thoughts. Need I say it is heaven's request you do so at once? Now that you know the serious hour approaches for humanity, what will you do? Will you ignore what is said? Will you go into a deeper denial because the shock of the truth is too much to bear? Will you become angry because the plan devised to raise you from mere mortality to godliness is failing because the majority of humanity is asleep and unwilling to achieve its spiritual evolution? Or will you cry out to the heavens to help you and earth? Already such a cry has come to us, therefore, this message is being relayed to you, via telepathic transmission, with a promise that all who seek will find. All who love will be loved. For as you know it is in the giving that you receive. This is your time to give. Give love to your Creator, love yourself as the beautiful light that was created long ago. And love all others of the mineral, plant, animal and human family. Don't forget to love the life forms you cannot see elsewhere but which do exist, and also love this jewel of a homeland you have inherited. Have you not great love for the earthly mother who rotates you in daily rhythm of day and night? Have you no love for the other planets and stars who are your brothers and sisters of the heavens? Many of them are caretakers of your own planet in ways you cannot presently grasp or appreciate. But, just as you feed and water the plants and animals of your own earth, so you are fed and rocked in God's certain caring by the nameless ones who exist in the many-m, many there are who guide and protect you if you will listen, myself among them. And you can be guided in both your dreams and meditation times if you wish it. I, myself, will send help to any who choose it, for I want to strengthen all who desire self-growth and greater service to the Creator. many confused souls and a vast number of the unbelieving and uncommitted need to be awakened. It is by your example that you may assist us in turning others to God. Please encourage them to meditate every day. Remember, however, they do have free will and cannot be forced, even if a wrong choice today means a future spiritual loss. I am saddened that some will not join humanity's thrust into this time of awakening, but their own free will is ruler. If an individual chooses, or causes separation from God, then the effects must be experienced as a learning lesson for the soul. That is why I call everyone within the planet's boundaries to become still and listen to the voice of God within. It may yet bring some uncommitted or lost souls into the remembrance of the Creator. However, even the misguided and negative ones are learning and must be allowed their path, too. Need I say that souls who do not choose the love core path within the allotted time must experience the effects of their free will? All of heaven, including the spiritual teachers and leaders of all religions, times and places, are now joined for this one last call to raise Earth and humanity up into the bright and glowing firmament prepared there. We desire beautiful Mother Earth to rise with regal splendor into this golden age of enlightenment, peopled by a loving citizenry devoted to the glory of the Creator, with Earth's contribution to the divine plan in the universe achieved. Humanity's completion of Earth's divine plan depends on you, each one of you. Then use your free will wisely. Express your choice, your destiny, lovingly. While you of Earth are unique in your capacity to love from the heart in a deep, deep way, many are loving the wrong things, the material objects only. Some of you are not caring at all but are filling your lives with motives and activities non-acceptable to spirit. I remind you that because you are a prototype for the deepest feelings of love possible for the God who gives you life, this is the test by which you know if you are fulfilling life's purpose. Examine your day. Are you caught up in the stressful push for a life that lacks a spiritual expression of love? If so, make necessary changes now. Use me as your example if you like, but do not use me as a crutch or substitute for your own learning and commitment. Being born again means you are free of the past, but this is meaningless unless you are willing to love God by your own choice. If you will love God above all things, through your own free will, then your heart's purity can combine with spirit to take you into that formerly unattainable peace on earth. This message I bring you. It is the moment of awakening for humanity. You stand on the brink of glorification or possible disaster. The time is critical. We cannot delay. Peace must come to earth. That is why I have spoken. Our parent has rendered an ultimatum that earth life must not be destructive to others. Neither does it serve the universe for the planet to be destroyed by a thoughtless, unloving, unconscious citizenry. Therefore, we of heaven will do everything we can within the next year to assist humanity in bringing peace to all that it thinks and touches. Love energy is pouring down upon the planet, upon your own body. Feel it. Use it to change your predicament. This infusion of energy is our gift. I have been joined by forces beyond your understanding to do everything possible to achieve your mission, your advancement, or if you prefer, human salvation. But we must work through you, by your permission. Transformation comes from willingness. Therefore, each of you is called to join us in the work that must be done. You are reminded to put the usual habits and limitations of life aside and place your devotion, dedication, and energy toward accomplishing a peaceful planet. This is your gift against viciousness and violence. You are the core of love, and this is your opportunity for victory. By the power of your mind and the love of your heart, you can win this promotion, this expansion. Join us fervently, steadfastly, and in solidarity, for this is the time of that final separation between the forces of so-called good and evil, of consciousness and unconsciousness, of light and dark. My concern in bringing this type of message to Earth is obvious. Fear could come into the minds and hearts of many. And this fear could paralyze your desire and willingness to help at your maximum capacity. Yet the truth is the truth, and I cannot deceive you about your present danger. I cannot deny the actual circumstances, even if you do. My love for you has brought me the responsibility of world teacher, along with the assistance and cooperation of thousands of others like myself whose only purpose at this time is to save you from what you have created. Our mission is to turn you around to face the truth of your own situation so you can correct it quickly and permanently. Then listen, my brothers and sisters. We stand with you to the end of this accomplishment. WHO will join the Love Corps? WHO will now become a light worker to achieve peace on Earth? That is, who will devote time and energy to this cause of peace rather than to war and violence? There is a pressing need to enlist the children of God, of love and light, to identify themselves and volunteer whatever it takes to bring the peace all loving hearts truly desire. We need a corps, a love corps. Will you volunteer? I asked you before, I ask you again. Come forward if you haven't already been active. Increase our power through your willingness and cooperation. Ask us for our help to guide the way and we will explain with the voice of spirit within you that which you must do. In this loving conspiracy of the light workers to raise the earth, we will unite heaven and earth to achieve the golden goal set before time began. Let the mighty intention for peace be achieved in this twilight hour, dear ones. Let the plan which heaven knows and serves be fulfilled among you at last. Truly I speak so that you can complete this long journey of return which the prodigal sons and daughters started eons ago, a journey that has brought this planet to the brink of destruction by your own hand, but can yet be salvaged by willingness and dedication. It saddens me that perhaps a vast number of souls will not answer this call, not believe it, or otherwise procrastinate. But I cannot intervene in their personal choices. It also saddens me to see the warmongering governments and military powers lead billions of people to possible destruction because the people don't take action to prevent it. However, we cannot for this brief time do anything but help you help yourselves. But we will do that to the full extent you ask and cooperate. If our gigantic investment of energy to the task of peace fails to change the actions of humanity, there is a plan of implementation which will ensue. This plan will assure that your violence and weapons do not harm the space beyond your borders. That is all I can say of it at this time. But I assure all who will listen and participate that no matter what is to follow, you will be advised through your daily meditations of what actions you are to take. We will provide you with the safety of our daily communications if you are a God-committed worker who has opened your personality to your soul level through contemplation, meditation, and prayer. The Golden Christ energy is at your disposal and a part of my message regards the necessity for everyone on the planet to meditate every day without fail. With peace as your only motive in living, you become peaceful on every occasion and through your example more of God's creations may be convinced of the emergency and join in our project for love and peace. Then we may bring more souls along with us on our rise into the fourth dimension, or that which you call heaven. Actually, a part of you is in the higher place, plane or dimension now. But most people do not know or accept this truth and have no basis for understanding what is happening. The third dimension, where you reside in your physical flesh, is denser in vibration and uses death as its termination of life experience. But you operate from the fourth, or higher, area through your intuition or soul knowing if your heart is open and your mind is dedicated to the living God. In the fourth dimension, no physical death is possible. This truth I showed by my resurrection nearly 2,000 years ago.